Hello! Welcome home!
Welcome home.
Sorry, I was so busy, I didn't even do the comments. I apologize to everybody.
You didn't do the comments.
Shane, I saw you yesterday. How are you doing? Randy.
Alright, so, hi everybody.
Hello!
We have been super busy. And I'm not feeling 100% today, but I'm going to do my best to deliver all the scoop because there's lots of it. Before we get started, please, please, please share this video with your Facebook friends so they can enjoy all the wonderful silliness and information.
And there's going to be a lot of it.
Yeah. Seriously, though, it's been a lot. There's a lot to cover, and we haven't sat down and talked to you guys in weeks. So, grab a snack, settle in. Got lots to tell you.
You got snacks?
No, I wish I had some snacks. I'm actually hungry. Okay, so Scott.
Yes. I was just trying to share something. I guess that'd be the last one. Hello, welcome to TMSM Weekly Live Show number 121 for May 9th, 2022. I'm Scott.
Michelle.
We got, as Michelle was saying, we have a big show, I guess. If you follow along last week, you know we were at Disney.
Yes. Oh, one more thing before we get started. Please tell us in the comments where you are watching us from. If you are watching the replay, type replay and tell us where you are watching us from so we can see how far our reach is.
Oh, look at Cheryl. She's new to the group, but she's been on Disney for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, welcome, Cheryl.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Okay, so where shall we start? We're going to be talking about Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, so I just want to throw out there some, I want to be informational without being spoilerish, but it may cross the boundaries there, though.
So is that your way of
preempting you, because sometimes I ramble and you know how that goes.
You ramble?
But I want to share as much information as I can about that. But first, just to kind of play catch up, so Scott and I were at Port Orleans Riverside last week during the media event. Now, the media press event was 2 days. It was supposed to be coinciding on the 50th anniversary, May the 4th, and, of course, the grand, like, kickoff for Cosmic Rewind. But the 3rd was Scott's birthday, so happy belated birthday to Scott. Mm-hmm. So we went to Port Orleans Riverside. Now, we'd been there before, but we hadn't stayed there.
We actually been there a lot. Our old landlord used to work there, so we used to go there to take him our rent, which was always an excuse just to go to the hotel.
Go to the food court and such.
Exactly.
So Tuesday, before the events and everything, we went to the hotel and we ate at the food court, and the food was actually really good.
Yeah, really good there.
We walked around the property a bit until our room was ready, and then we actually went and sat by the pool. So, we usually don't do those things. Like, if we stay at a resort, mm-hmm. we don't really take time for pool time. We're usually on the go, but we actually sat outside.
Yeah, we do. It was nice to actually enjoy the resort for what it offers. It's a nice resort. It really is. We had never, like she said, we never stayed there before, so we'd only been, like, in the main building where the food court is and such. We had seen the pool.
Mm-hmm.
They have five. Yeah, they have five pools there, which is, it's crazy they have that many pools. But it's a lot of walking because there is water all throughout the property, so you can't get anywhere too quick. You kind of have to take a walk around to get anywhere. We were way in the back in the Alligator Bayou.
You might as well put us out in the road somewhere. We were way
worse. The road was actually closer.
When we were bringing our luggage in, we didn't realize that you could park around back. So us dummies, we carted our luggage from the front of the property all the way to that. We were like dying by the time we got there. Plus it was really hot outside.
And we had to go up 2 floors to the second
floor. We were unhappy campers by the time we got up
there. That's why we need to go get in the pool.
So we went in the pool after that. But it's a really nice resort. I liked it. I would probably stay there again. We did not hop over to French Quarter to get beignets because we didn't have time.
But we did take the boat over to Disney Springs.
We did that.
We had dinner at Splitsville that night, and I wanted to go to the Lego store. So I did that.
He wanted to go to the Lego store for his birthday.
And nobody was going to stop me.
I didn't stop you.
She wasn't going to stop me.
What did I do?
You went to World of Disney while I was at the Lego store.
Oh, that's right. What did I do? But we used to go over to Port Orleans Riverside all the time just to take the boat, kind of, instead of going to Disney Springs like the regular old traditional way, when we first moved here, we would go to that resort and take the boat, because it was it's such a nice boat ride into the springs. You can see the, you know, Saratoga Springs treehouse sometimes, which nobody talks about, by the way.
I want to stay.
I know you want to stay there, but, and I would love to stay in the treehouses, but it's so weird. Nobody talks about the treehouses, but there were people staying in there because you could see lights on and such.
And it used to be easier to stay, to get into the properties to be able to use like the boat and stuff like that.
That's true. Because nowadays it's a little bit harder to get, but our security guard is nice. Yeah.
And we had a great bus driver, because once we got into the springs, he quickly named off every
boat driver.
Named off every restaurant, shopping experience, everything in Disney Springs to do.
Except he said there was Ulta over there, and there's no Ulta, because I would know.
And Ulta would know if she was there.
Ulta would know. I would know. So anyway, and we had dinner at Splitsville, and it was a really nice birthday for him.
It was very nice. I had a very nice. It was the first time. Usually for my birthday, I refuse to do anything.
Outright refusal.
She's tried to schedule stuff in the past, and I'm not going to do it. Nope.
And he's very belligerent about it. He will not let me do anything. But this year I'm like, I got my way, and he actually had a good time.
I had a good time, so I'll wait 15 years to do it again, because I don't want it to come
back. So the next day was the first day of the media event, and it started in the Contemporary. And they have like what's called content gathering locations in like the ballroom. And they had, some photos. They had Mickey and Minnie, which I actually got to take a picture with Mickey and Minnie for like the first time in forever.
And actually she forgot she could take a picture with them until somebody told her, you know, you can go up to them.
Well, no. I knew. Here's the thing. You guys know how I get when it comes to media events. I go in tunnel vision work mode, and I'm trying to get everything done. And Mickey and Minnie are standing there, and I go up to take a picture with them, not even realizing that it had been 2 years since I've taken a picture with them. And then I went to walk away, and I was like, oh, shoot, I can hug them. So I kind of went back and hugged them, because I have completely forgotten that was a thing.
It's a thing.
What are you looking up?
No, I was just pulling up something. Okay. So I can reference later.
It was really cool to see the characters. They had really fun photo ops for us in there. There was information. There was merchandise stations for, if you followed my coverage, and you probably have seen it, they had some, like an orange bird jean jacket. Mm-hmm. They had all this cool stuff. And they were talking about the new Magic Bands that are going to be coming later this year. Just basically a lot of informational things. And then after that, there was a media dinner on the floor of Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular, which was kind of cool to be on the floor. They had a DJ. Dee Capella came out and performed. So Jodi Benson was actually there. I saw her getting her picture taken with Mickey and Minnie, which was kind of neat. But it was all just a whirlwind of an event. There was the main goal of this event was for Guardians Cosmic Rewind. There was a lot of international press there. There was TV, radio,
a lot of different big media websites.
Big media sites, not little ones like us. I mean, big.
Well, obviously we're not too little. They had us there.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? So the next day it was raring to go over to Cosmic Rewind. I don't even know where to start.
Well, first I dropped her off at the gate because she had to get in there. She had an interview opportunity early, right?
Yeah.
So I dropped her off at the gate because we got a late start. Time we got over there was busy, so I dropped her off front so she could run. I said, I'll go park and I'll come back and I'll meet you wherever you're at. So I parked, got back. By then she had already rode the ride once. And it was rare to go again. I went to Starbucks to get something to drink because the new Connections Cafe is all open, which we can get to.
We're going
to
talk about that.
And then she's all like, come on, you got to ride it. And I didn't want to at first, actually. I kind of was holding off, but she got her way and I rode it.
But, you know, I wanted to take it all in. Like when I went in, I went live, if you guys saw it, and they had a stage set up because they were going to have like the ceremony that evening. Now, mind you, they didn't tell us anything that was going on with the ceremony. We just knew something was coming, but of course, we didn't know what.
And it looked like a big to-do because they had the stage set up. They had drum set, keyboards mm-hmm. on stage. They had video screens where the common area would be where people would walk away. So they kind of really made it look like there was something big going to happen.
Oh, yeah. We thought for sure there was. Yeah. But we'll talk more about that later. I went over and I, checked out the area. I checked out where the queue begins. And then you could just walk right in. So that when you walk inside the queue area, it's absolutely huge. They have like the, instead of walking like zigzag or whatever, they kind of like swirl you around into the queue. And as you go up higher.
It kind of reminded me of Dinosaur once you get in the one room where you're walking.
Yeah, but it's an incline, and it goes up, and then it goes up again, and then in the actual, as you get closer to where the pre-show starts, there's things for you to look at, I guess you could say. There's a spot where you see Walt for a second. You see
different people talking to Star-Lord, Gamora, I think Rocket was.
They were doing like an interview type of thing. And it's what's really funny is you'll have to watch when you go in when this interviewer is talking to Star-Lord. He actually references about, I can't wait to go to Epcot and go on Horizons. And mm-hmm. I forget what else he said. And see the Veggie Veggie Fruit Fruit song. And like he was referencing all these old things that were in Epcot years ago. Because, like Guardians is always a big throwback.
Mm-hmm. And the first Guardians movie, he was... When he's taken into space, that's in 1988, so I've kind of been around for a while, so we don't know if he's there, but he seemed to have a lot of references back to what it was for those years he was on Earth before he was in outer space.
Yeah. But yeah, he references old school. Okay, that's kind of cool.
He was a Karen.
No, but none of us knew what that meant, truth be told. We were like, what are they saying? Okay, so then you go into the first... load area and you see Glenn Close as her character, mm-hmm. which is
Nova Supreme.
I thought it was Nova Prime.
Nova Prime, yeah. Because you kept saying Supreme, she got me confused.
Ah, Nova Prime, yeah, sorry. I called him out because I always tease him sidebar. Because what is it? Doctor Strange, you're always say something supreme, and I'm like, does that mean he comes with
Sorcerer? I say the Sorcerer Supreme.
Sorcerer Supreme, like with sour cream. Now you guys can all, whenever you see anything Marvel and they say so-and-so Supreme, you're like, with sour cream. That's what that means.
That's what it means.
Anyway, so.
So Glenn Close comes up there. She explains how Earth is similar to Xandar with the way that a lot of the things we do. But there's no way for us to travel to Xandar quickly. It's 2.5 million.
Light years, or a million miles,
something like that. And then she said, and that's if you had a ship that could even do it. So they created jump ports for us to be able to visit, and they could show us things. And that's
jumps, jumps. I remember.
So
that.
There's jump ports with the cosmic generator they have that creates the ports. And if you remember from Guardians, I think it was Guardians 2, there's a scene where Rocket and they're jumping from ports, and they're like, you can't jump that many ports, and their skin's like pulling back because they're jumping so fast. So similar to what that is, that's what you're doing. You're jumping from one port to another port.
The port jumpers.
Yes, to get you to places faster.
Okay. So then she gives you her whole spiel as to what you're doing there, basically. And then Terry Crews pops up, but he's not Terry Crews. He gives a name.
I saw his name here, and I know where is it.
I don't think it really matters.
It was Terry Crews there.
It was. Terry Crews because I like him.
I know, he's good.
He talks for a minute, and then you walk into another pre-show area. Mm-hmm. Now, this is really cool because they said they're going to, like, what do you call that, teleport?
Well, you're just going to jump from, you're going to teleport up to their ship.
Yeah, okay, so they're like, we've never teleported this many people, blah, blah, blah. Then the lights go down, and then when the lights come back up, it's amazing. It's like magic.
You're on the ship,
and you're seeing, like, space, and you see Terry Crews and what's her toes again, and then you see the
villain. Prime Supreme with extra sour cream.
With sour cream tomatoes. So then it's, of course, in true, like, Marvel, Disney, Star Wars, everything, fashion, or something's got to go wrong, because it does, And then they have to call the guardians to help out.
Right. The generator was missing, is what it is.
So is it the generator?
Yeah.
It sets up the story.
It does set up the story. So you'll see a celestial. He's coming to grab the generator. And then you have to, basically the guardians need to catch up with the celestial, get the generator back.
Get the generator back. Now the celestial is the big scary guy in space.
Big scary guys?
Because he does this a lot. He's got like, kind of eyes like football.
And it's Isan. So if you remember from the first Guardians movie, they actually talked about him. He's actually shown in the first Guardians movie. So that was kind of cool. And he actually at one time held the Power Stone. So he was in charge of the Power Stone.
Yeah, before, what he said.
Before Thanos had it, so.
So then, after all that fun, then you proceed to the loading area. Now, the loading area is kind of like Big Thunder when you go down the hallway, and there's load areas to both the right and left.
Right.
But the ride vehicles themselves are, how did you count it? It's like 40
there's
people.
10. There's, yeah, there's 10 cars, 10 carts. Right? No, there's 10 rows. Each row holds 2 people, so it would be 20, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, that would be.
I thought you said
people.
40, and you were doing each side.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
there's 2. Side.
Yeah.
And
they move them quick. They're not. It's not like you're waiting a long time for another car to pull in. As soon as you take off, the next car is pulling in. So they must have a lot of trains going to keep the line moving.
And you know how, like, when you're waiting in line, sometimes it seems like forever to get the people loaded and go.
Yeah.
This isn't like that. It is so quick. And the ride itself is so smooth. Yes. And the ride vehicle is very roomy. It's for a coaster, it's very roomy. And the coaster tracks themselves are really wide as well.
Yeah, the seats you sit in are actually very comfortable. I think they accommodate any size. It was very comfortable for that. You just said something I was going to touch on and then I forgot.
I'm sorry. We're talking about the roomy carts.
Before
the track is wide.
Before that. Can't remember now. Oh, well, that'll come back to me.
About it loading quickly? No?
Yeah, I can. It's gone. Sorry. Tired.
Okay. Anyway. So
I just remembered it. So when we were there on media day, we never really take stock in how fast you get loaded and unloaded because it's media day. And things
you're walking right up.
So yeah, you're walking right up. So we actually went back yesterday. We had our annual pass holder preview was yesterday. So we actually got to see it with normal crowds, I would say, because it was packed with annual pass holders riding it. And then we got to see how fast it did load. It was still really
fun. So we got to see it with nobody in the queue and a full queue. And it didn't stop at all yesterday.
No.
Okay, so back to the ride. So when it takes off, it's typical roller coaster fashion, you know, cart, cart, cart in a row. And then what?
Cart, cart, cart.
Well, no, because it is a row, because I'm going to get to the point about the turning in a few minutes. So, you know, you go in, you see the guardians again, you go up like a little hill. It's not like a climb hill, it's a little hill, and it goes over, but then you don't really go down another hill. It's setting up more of the story. If you remember in the Ellen attraction, how big it was inside, the walls, the screens, everything was like larger than life in there. It's really big. They utilized all that space for this coaster. So when you first go into this one room, your coaster, you turn sideways and then it goes, your cart turns around backwards. Because again, this is a story coaster. Oh shoot, I just threw my cat. It's a story coaster, so they want you to see.
They're going to point you where they want you to see.
They
is,
move.
Is what it is. So similar to Haunted Mansion, when you're going through the mansion and they point you at what they want you to be looking at that specific time, that's how this ride works. And my advice is don't look around. Do what they're saying, because if you do get a little bit of motion sickness or nausea, that could cause it to be worse. It did for me. The first time. So the second time I wrote it, I just focused on what they had me focus on. I was great. The second time.
I've been on it 9 times.
She's done 9 times.
And I didn't get sick at all. So, and I usually am very prone to motion. Now, actually, truth be told, Space Mountain and Everest made me feel much worse than this because I think because it's so smooth. Now, this coaster is also over 3 minutes long, so it's not a short ride. But the technology that they use, the big screens, the big area,
There's the one scene when you go to take off and you're going through it, you feel like you're in space because the wall is the entire side of the building. It's just, you see space and moving,
so
and things
cool.
are moving. And it's amazing. And then you see, he's on the Celestial there and he's bigger than life. And he's like right there. And it's amazing the technology behind this ride and how well it ran.
For it being a coaster that actually turns in spots, it's a smooth turn. You don't really even feel any jerk of a turn or anything.
No.
Like, follow me here for a minute. Let's say this is the coaster and here's your cart. Now you're going around a track. Your car is going to turn a little bit on the actual coaster so you
right.
can see. There's a spot where you go, you know how Space Mountain, you did it, that's really annoying circle. Well, like these circles, you're actually turning so you see the inside of the circle. And
right.
there's a spot where you see a Milky Way and you see if it's the moon
right.
or a planet or whatever. So it's very immersive. I know
yes.
I use that word a lot, but my God, it really, really is.
The timing is amazing. I mean, where they're pointing you at, your carts don't sit there and spin in circles. They just spin you where they want you to see, and then they spin you back to see whatever's next. So anybody worried that you're going to spin too much, then that's somebody says,
You're not spinning.
Not
somebody
spinning.
Said, do the ride vehicles turn like the teacups?
No,
they
no.
just turn a little bit.
They turn so you can see different things. Because when you're on a coaster, usually you can only look forward.
This makes you be able to see this away
right.
or wherever they want you to see.
Or like at one point, if you're in the front row, you will be at the back of the row. When you launch backwards,
yeah. like, okay, I'm going to use myself as an example. Now, during the media event, I rode in, I did 8 times during the event and then 1 time yesterday. So 9 total. I sat in the very back car. I sat in the very front car. I sat somewhere in the middle a couple times. And in my humble opinion, here's where you're going to, you know, you can gauge where you want to sit. The very back car is the most windy and rowdy. It's not bumpy because none of the cars are bumpy at all because it's that smooth, but you're going to feel a little bit more in the back, if that makes sense. And it's super windy. Like my eyes were watering out of the back cart. A lot of people like the back seat. Middle, still a great ride.
I like how Becky said it's more like the Haunted Mansion, just faster.
It's like the Haunted Mansion, but like super fast.
Super fast.
Extremely fast. Now, wouldn't that be something if they turn a Haunted Mansion into like a coaster?
Oh, don't even get me started. That'd be awesome.
Okay, but I digress. Middle, good ride. My personal favorite, and I can't say enough things, and if you saw the videos I put out, then you already know the answer to this. Front car is the way to go. Front seat. I mean, you can see everything from the front. You can see the track.
Yep.
When you turn to see the planets, whenever, to me, the best seat in the house. Best seat in the house.
I rode second row, you're right front.
Well, you were behind me for yesterday.
Yeah.
And then when you and I rode the other day, you were middle.
Yeah, we were middle. And that was okay. That's right.
But did you like
good.
The front better than the middle?
I like the front better, although I didn't feel good when I rode the middle, but that was because whenever we go on a ride, even the mansion, I'm always looking around where they don't want me to look, so I want to see what's there. So I did that in this ride, and that was a mistake. So.
No, and if you are the type of person that likes to see everything around you and see what's coming at you,
take ground.
Well, you could do that too, but the front car was my absolute favorite. So yesterday when we took the boys back, I asked for the front row and I had them sit, cause you know, it's 4 cars in the front cart. I had the boys sit in the very, very front and we sat right behind them cause I wanted them to get the full experience. And they loved it. But anyway, back to the ride itself. So there are 6 songs that you have, you know, it's like a random type of thing.
Kind of similar to the Guardians ride on California. You never know what song you're going to get to your ride.
Yeah, you don't know. And the cast members even said that it's jumbled. Like, they don't even know if there's an order. It's just random.
Right.
So I got 5 of the 6 songs.
Well, that's right. You still didn't get all
of them. I did not get. I will tell you that let's tell people what the songs are in case they don't.
Okay,
remember.
So the first one I got, which I don't really like the song on the ride, is Miami Sound Machine's Conga.
Yeah.
I didn't really like the, I mean, how the song's okay, it just didn't fit the ride.
Well, I was going to go through the songs of what's best, in my opinion. Okay, so he already said Conga, Miami Sound Machine, I Ran by Flock of Seagulls, Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears, Disco Inferno by I Don't Know, One Way or Another by Blondie, and September, Earth, Wind, and Fire. So let's talk about what songs were the best in my humble opinion. The best songs, in my opinion, were September and I Ran were the best. Now, I asked the cast members, because I'm nosy like that, you know, the ones that were standing outside the media thing, which songs were their favorite, and they both said I Ran was their top one because of the beat of the music and everything. Mm-hmm. September is just fun. I was hoping that when we rode that with the boys yesterday, that we would get September because it's one of their favorite songs to turn up in the car. Mm-hmm. So when the ride shoots back, that's when you start to hear the music. And when they found out it was September, they both were like, woo!
I did too.
Yeah. So out of the song list, I would say Conga does not fit. And I was even talking to some of the technicians inside the ride. Again, I talked to everybody. And even they said, yeah, you know, Conga really doesn't, the one guy I spoke to said doesn't fit the vibe, mm-hmm. is what he said. Because, you know, Guardians is kind of more like rock and roll music or like mm-hmm. disco-y type of music.
And it might be something they can change over time and put a different song in there.
And they were asking us as you know, the people on the ride, there was Imagineers around, there was all technicians, there was all these people. They were asking our opinions as far as, what'd you think of the ride? What'd you think of the song choices? What did you, mm-hmm. you know, they wanted to know. And so as far as song choices go, we found out, so they had to narrow it down to 6 for the actual coaster. But as you're leaving the ride and walking through the store, there was a list of 100 songs, and you're hearing the songs that didn't make the list through the speakers when you get off the ride or mm-hmm. you're shopping in the store.
Yep.
So you actually, they're still utilizing those songs. They're just not during the coaster.
Yeah, there was, we got off, I heard Free Ride actually both times we got off.
Which they use at Mission Breakout
in California. So it was kind of cool to hear that again. There's just a lot of songs, but I think it's something maybe over time they'll realize, okay, this song doesn't really fit. Let's put this song in. There's some, like she said, there's 100 songs they had picked out and they narrowed down to 6. So they have backups. If they do decide to change one in and out.
Yeah, I just don't know. And it's not that I don't like the song, Conga. It just doesn't go with Guardians to me, but my opinion. But I didn't get, the only song I didn't get was One Way or Another from Blondie.
Lauren asked, does Baby Groot dance?
No. Because
it's not Baby Groot.
It's not Baby Groot.
It's not Baby Groot.
It's Bigger Groot. So I'm trying to think, what else?
So as you're coming down the stairs to get out of the place, they actually have... Becky made a point of this. They have a mirror where you can fix your hair and stuff as you're getting off the ride because you may have just got your hair all messed up and everything because you were flying through space, saving the galaxy. And then once you walk out, there's the doorway to go back into the store is down a little bit.
Yeah, you walk out and as you exit the attraction, like the next door over to your right is going to be Treasures of Xandar is the mm-hmm. name of this store. Now the store is not open yet. But they had some really cool merchandise in there. I have a video on our Facebook page if you didn't see it yet. They have a lot of retro things. Like they have like a crossbody bag that looks like a mixtape, like mm-hmm. as a nod to, you know, Star-Lord's Walkman. They have a lot of throwback retro looking things using like the bright
because
colors
the music
and like 80s. It's kind of 80s, 90s themed. And they have plush, you know, they have the stuffed groups, they have shirts and what do you call those things? Like the tumblers and
the
mugs and
there's just so much in there to see.
I wanted to buy so much. But it wasn't.
I guess I'm kind of glad she couldn't buy.
You know, that's the only bad thing about these events. A lot of the times they don't let us buy anything at these events. We get to see it, but we can't buy it. So, no, I did not see any Loungefly, Lauren. They had, like, a fake Loungefly in there. The little crossbody Walkman type of thing might have been a Loungefly, okay. But I'm not sure. But they didn't have any, like, Loungefly backpacks in there. Not yet, anyway.
And actually, it wasn't Teenage Groot either. It was full-size Groot. So
was it?
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was Teenage Groot.
No, it's full-size. You see him in the... when you're in the pre-queue line, it was the full-size one because he gets right up in the camera's face and hides everybody else behind him.
Yes, it so, is a wheelchair and ECV access. There is a there's an elevator in there as well.
Yes.
Because there's a lot, the queue area is very big, and it, yeah, it's all ramps and everything, but they do have, they do accommodate for that as well.
And the loading area actually is big enough for people in those. With
it's crazy.
To get in there, I think, easier.
It is. It's not. So here's what annoys me a little bit. I'm just really tired. I don't feel good. So yes, I use the word annoy. So I'm seeing other people who just saw our media preview, and they, you know, there's like little bits, and they're like, oh, it's just glamorized Space Mountain. It is not glamorized Space Mountain. It does not compare to Space Mountain. So let me just put that out there. That is a fallacy. It's not true at all. If you take Space Mountain, it's clunk, 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 spin, 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 on my back. I mean, that's pretty much Space Mountain. Am I wrong? It's not as bad as the Matterhorn in Disneyland. The Matterhorn, you're going to need like chiropractic visits.
I can't
get
in the Matterhorn.
But
I'll try to get more of it.
You can't compare. And you know what's funny is that I was listening to some of these Imagineers and these technicians talking, and they're just like, you can't compare a coaster that was built in like 1978 or whenever it was, or to something that's modern technology like this. It is not the same. You really do feel like you're flying inside Cosmic Rewind. Yeah. It's so smooth and seamless and wonderful. And I, you know how like you ride a ride the first time and you're all excited and whatever, and you're like, yay. And then maybe you not have those same feelings after you ride them again. Again, nine times, you guys, nine times. I laughed and screamed all nine. It is just such a good ride, and it is not Space Mountain.
Not at all.
Not even close.
The only thing Space Mountain is kind of looks like load in Space Mountain at Disneyland.
It does a little bit.
Because you kind of walk above it, and you can kind of see it.
Yeah, it is kind of similar to Space Mountain.
But there's still the two load areas, like our Space Mountain here and Big Thunder load area, is kind of the best to explain.
Yeah, it's just so, it's something.
No drops in the ride.
It doesn't go, people were asking, I'm trying to think all the questions.
No 3D glasses.
No 3D. It does not go upside down. It does not spin like teacups. It is not like Space Mountain. Big enough for people to sit comfortably. Another question.
I agree, Stephanie.
What?
She said needs to have hooked on a feeling.
Oh, right? Like missed opportunity. You know, it's comfortable. A lot of people ask me if you're squished in like you are on the Mine Train, and you're not. It is definitely roomy.
I was comfortable, and I'm never comfortable on any coaster. This one, actually, I was comfortable in.
Yeah.
I felt very safe in it, so it was like.
And that's another thing. Yeah. Like, so these, they're the, you know, you just pull it down, and nothing is like the clanky stuff. It's like the smooth, like on
it's
your
all
back.
Magnets and all that hold it all together. So it's good.
It was great. So anyway, so that night, after the, what would you call it? The eight times going on a ride.
Oh, they did like the dedication, I guess you could say.
I guess you could say the dedication. So we all left the area. It was so weird because they shoot everybody out, and they had those bushes up, because they were going to practice something. So we thought something, you know, major was going to happen. So they had everybody pushed up to the stage, and Josh DeMauro came out to do the dedication of the ride with Star-Lord and Gamora, not the real ones. And it was really short, and we were really surprised that everybody still stood there waiting. Like,
what's going to happen? Yeah.
And then the DJ had to tell people, okay, that's it. I mean, because we didn't know. We didn't know what was happening. But, you know, Josh came out and talked. And so he was there. And Jeff Bale, who is the president of Walt Disney World, was there. And I got to speak with both of them. And they're both wonderful. I mean, actually, Jeff talked to us in our little group, right, Becky, for quite a while. And he's just absolutely a pleasant, wonderful, wonderful person. Was telling us about the different songs, telling us about how many times he rode, telling us about how, you know, they tried to make the ride to where it doesn't make people not feel well.
Right.
So that was really cool. And then later on in the evening, you know, they had drinks and desserts set up, and I went around the other side and I saw Josh D'Amaro standing there, and I'm like, why not? So I went up to him and we had a nice conversation. So one thing I really like about Josh D'Amaro, now you see and hear stories about him all the time, and they're always positive that he cares. You know, even you always say that all the time. You can tell he really cares about cast members. He cares about guest experience. He cares about what people have to say, I
He
would
does. You will
say.
see him walking the parks at Disneyland a lot, but I've seen him do it here. I've seen him do it at Disney Springs here. He is willing to talk. He wants to know what people are saying and what they think because that's the best research they can get. I mean, if the Josh D'Amaro walks up to you, hey, what do you think of this ride? He's going to take caring in what you say because it
Well,
means a lot to him that you'll spend the time to even tell him about it, but much less he can use that as research. Like,
and he does.
yeah.
He does. And what's funny is, I was talking to him, and we were actually talking about the Main Street Mouse, of all things. And
He's a big follower. He's probably
no.
not.
And I was telling him about how, you know, we touched a little bit upon, you know, the ups and downs that happen at Disney. And I said, you know, we really do try to keep everything in a positive light because at the end of the day, we're all Disney fans. And then we, you know, lifelong Disney fans for some of us. And here's what I found really interesting. He said, I really appreciate that. He said, and sometimes we need to know where we screw up and where we can do better.
Yes.
Now, you don't hear somebody in his position say that very often. He's like, no, we need to know where we miss the mark too.
And that kind of goes back to after the Star Cruiser and everybody who was there and all the different sites, all the different people we know, everybody was kind of getting, oh, you're just saying it was good because Disney took you guys there. Well, no, that's not the case. And I
No.
think one thing we've always tried to do is be honest. I mean, if we don't like something, you can kind of tell we don't like it. We'll try to point out the good parts of it, but we really won't emphasize too much about it. So as you can tell, she's 40 minutes in. She likes Guardians a
I
lot.
loved it.
So that's obvious. But that's how we've always taken the impression that we don't want to tell you guys something, and then you go and realize, wow, this really sucked. Why did we want to do it? So we'd rather
Yeah.
be honest. And it's good to hear that somebody in Josh's position wants to hear. He doesn't want to hear it belligerent. He wants you to, you know what, I
What do
liked
you
it, but then
think?
this, I didn't really enjoy this part of it or something like that. Give him honest feedback, and you'll go a lot further with something like that.
I was really impressed with him and the approach that, you know, he took. Like, well, we need to know where we missed the mark too. And he's like, and I told him, I said, well, for Guardians, you guys didn't miss anything. He's like, it's pretty great, isn't it? It really is. It really is great. So it was overall, I have to say, you know, I can't say enough good things. If you have the opportunity, you're going to be going to, you know, it doesn't open officially
Yeah,
until
27.
the 27th, and the annual pass holder preview started yesterday. That's how we got to take the boys. I didn't get to bring them to the
And I wonder if
media,
there'll be a soft opening if it opens anytime earlier than the 27th. I guess we'll see.
but I guess
In a
we'll
week.
see. But if you have the opportunity to go, I really recommend you go. And if you're concerned about the motion, take Dramamine or something just as
It
a
won't
quick.
hurt to take it.
It doesn't hurt to
And
take
but
it. I didn't have any problems. My boys didn't have any problems. He did the first
first
time,
time.
but then the second time he rode it, he was
That
fine.
was fine.
Right? No
Yes.
issues?
No issues at all yesterday.
It's so much
Smooth sailing.
fun.
Okay, so let's go on to the next one because we're getting
Next.
late and
Okay. All
we've only
right.
covered one thing.
Okay,
Oh
so I wanted to talk for a minute about Connections Cafe.
my God, it's so
Oh my gosh.
good.
Okay, so this is, you know, what kind of took over for Electric Umbrella. There's a Starbucks, a big Starbucks on one
Huge
side, and
Starbucks.
then Connections is on the other.
And keep in mind that on the media day, most of the media stayed in there
Because it
when they
was
were on the
hot.
rides. It was so hot, nobody wanted to be outside. So we kind of utilized the entire sitting area of the cafe because
It's big.
it was just really.
So there's definitely a lot of seating in there. So they make their own, what do they make their own breads and pizza dough? Is
Yeah,
that
they make their own
right?
pizza dough. They make their own breads for the burgers and such. It's just everything is served on plates. It's not served on styrofoam or paper baskets or anything like that.
And
It's
real
like real
silverware.
silverware. It reminded me a lot of California Adventure, in the little area where there's the three
Where
restaurants,
they
the
make
Mexican, the
this, where
Chinese,
they
and
have the
the
spaghetti in the back.
yes. Well, that and the other one over by the pier. Over at the pier, too, don't they serve over there on plates and stuff?
Yeah.
They did. So it was kind of nice to have that, but the food was actually a really good quality and didn't cost any more than any other walk-up.
No?
The prices were the same. So we got there the first day. They have a few different gourmet-type burgers. They had a chicken sandwich. So I got the chicken sandwich. Kind of really reminded me of a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. It was really good, though. She got the General Tso's salad. That was excellent. That was hands down probably the best thing I've had in a long time. Other people we were with had the pizza. They also had the crust. Good. Becky had the pizza. She said it was really good. So it was just nice. The drinks, they do have the Coca-Cola machines where you can refill your drinks. The one thing I noted was that the cups don't only refill like three times. You know, if you go to a resort and you get a cup at one of the walk-ups there, you can only refill it like three times up until a certain time. These cups don't have any sensors or anything. So I was filling mine like 3 hours later still. Because we were still sitting there.
Kind of how it used to be in the electric umbrella, how you used to be able to, you know, when you're having your lunch or, you know, on your way out, you can get another refill.
Yeah, so they kept that
just like that.
For dessert, though, they have this waffle that's made with brioche dough. It's what, strawberries, brioche, whipped cream.
A little bit of chocolate. And did you say strawberries, whipped cream, chocolate. There's like a almost like a cinnamon sugar coating on the waffle.
Oh my gosh, it is.
It is the best flipping waffle dessert I have ever had.
So we ate lunch, and I'm not kidding, like 2 hours later, I went and got a salad and the waffle. And she ate the waffle and I ate the salad because I just, the salad.
Oh, you ate half that waffle. Don't lie. You wanted
to. I ate a third of that waffle, would be fair.
We ate twice in there that day.
We were only there 3.5 hours.
That's not true. We were there all day. The second time when you got the waffle, I remember I was standing in line and I texted you because I was just getting a kid's meal to hold me over. And the kid's meal has a grilled chicken bao bun on it.
Oh, yeah, that's why I had to get me a waffle.
Then you're like, I said, do you want anything while I'm in line? You're like, you grab another one of those waffles.
I almost asked for another salad, so I'm not going to lie because that salad is that good. So I really want to try one of their burgers. They have like three. They have like French bistro burger. They have a Southwest burger. They have an American burger and a Mediterranean burger. The pizza, so it's a slice of pizza. It's probably like a, I guess you could say probably like a quarter of a pizza. And then it comes with a small salad, a Mediterranean type salad comes with it, right?
Yeah.
What it is.
It doesn't taste like typical walk-up food.
Not at all. No.
Sense.
Shane was actually in there yesterday. I walked through there and I actually ran into Shane and his family. And I asked him, and he said he really enjoyed it, that the food was good there. So it's definitely a good place to go. With lots of seating. You can do mobile order, or you can stand in line and order.
Actually, we checked the mobile order the one time, and it would have been longer to wait for mobile than it was just to stand in line and get your food.
But I think that could have been because it was a media day. A lot of media is probably ordering their food, so they probably ran out of time. Plus, they were closing the restaurant earlier that day because of the media event.
Yes, that's true.
So I think that might have had a lot to do with everything going into that. But definitely a good place to eat. Starbucks is huge. That's in there. They have the double lines for the Starbucks. Kind of reminded me of the one at Hollywood Studios where there's two ways you can go.
When they're both open.
Yes. And same thing at Magic Kingdom. They have it that way too. So just that whole restaurant though, I really enjoyed it. And you don't realize how big that building was. I mean, it housed a lot, not just the umbrella, but it housed. Somebody told me that Starbucks alone is the size the umbrella was.
I believe that.
So the rest of that is all restaurant, and you can actually see them in the cooking area where they're making the breads
and
stuff.
Like the fresh breads and stuff.
So definitely, next time you're there, if you're looking for a good walk-up or a good, good walk-up type meal, that's definitely the place to go for sure.
And try the waffle. My God, it is worth every calorie, gram of fat, sugar, whatever.
If you get the salad, though, the waffle, they cancel each other out. You get diet coke.
I forget.
And Shane didn't scare me. I couldn't figure out where the voice was coming from. He called my name from across the restaurant. I'm like,
God, is that you?
I know. I'm like, is this it? At least I was in a restaurant at the time, so I guess that's the last place. Just, let me grab a waffle before we go.
Wait 1 minute, I need another waffle.
You want more waffle before I go?
Oh, the Lord. I don't feel good. It's been a long day, but oh my God. Anyway, so now I'm hungry. So, sidebar, speaking of food, they really needed a good walk-up at Epcot, I think. Something that was better than typical walk-ups.
This has me hopeful that any walk-ups, new ones that come about, kind of follow this this pattern or this template to make them kind of go the same way. Because honestly, we were getting to the point where we would rather go do a sit-down where we can get our annual pass holder discount than to go to a walk-up, because walk-ups, the prices were getting so high, but the food was still just a burger. It was just chicken tenders. It was nothing exceptional. And this food, hands bar, is much better than anything else.
Yeah, so much better. And try the waffle.
Try the waffle. Try three waffles. Get a waffle, try another waffle.
Try one, and when you like it, which I know you will, order more.
Get one on the way out to go.
They're only about this big.
Yeah,
I can't
personal.
Say enough about these dessert waffles. Personal dessert waffle. And the whipped cream they use is like real whipped cream.
Yeah, it's not
like you don't even need ice cream. Now, normally I would really like a scoop of ice cream with my dessert waffle. But this, you don't even need it. It's just that good. Try the waffle.
Try the waffle. You like it. So we got Guardians.
Waffles.
Okay, so probably.
Oh, yeah. Practice. So, go. You go. Your turn.
So, many of you have probably heard or seen the announcements, but we are doing the TMSM Main Street Mouse Fan Cruise May 1st of 2023. If you go to our site, there is a little banner, I guess, or a little ad there. You can click on the ad. That'll take you to a link where you can fill out a general form. If you fill that information out, then that email will go to Becky and her group over at MEI Mouse Fan Travel, and they will get back to you to get you a quote. We're really excited because we're going to actually be on the Disney Wish, which is the newest ship that's not even sailing yet for everybody. But we are going to be able to do that ship within the first year of its launch. So we're very excited about that. I will preempt and warn you, the price is a little bit higher, but it is because we're on the Wish.
And you have a whole year to pay for it.
You can just put your deposit down. Becky and her team can explain all that to you. They can tell you how much you need down, if you need to back out, how that works as far as refunds and such like that. Becky's actually on the feed, so if you have any questions, Becky is always there to answer any questions you guys have about this. But if you go there to our website on the right sidebar, you'll see a little ad we have, and it talks about the fan cruise. Click on the ad. That'll take you to another page where you can just fill out just some general information, name, phone number, email address, how many people in your party, any children, and what their ages are. If you have a MEI, Mouse Fan Travel agent you already work with, put their name on there. It's just to get some general information so they can start working on a quote for you, what type of room you would like. But we're really excited. This should be a lot of fun. The Wish, if you've seen any pictures or any video about what's coming on the ship, it is going to be absolutely amazing. I can't wait to see it.
And you have to, in order to be part of the ship's activities and stuff with our group and swag and whatever else, you have to book through that link. To be included in all the extras that go along with it.
Yeah, because Becky does all the extras herself. So if you book through the link, if you've just recently booked it and you may have booked it by yourself, or if you booked it with somebody else, contact them. They might be able to swap it out or swap it over to them for you to
get through.
So
that you're
them.
Part of our group, yeah. And that you get all the benefits that, and it doesn't cost anything extra to be part of the Main Street Mouse group. You just want to make sure that you're
included. And it doesn't cost anything to get the quote, and their team charges you nothing for this. So even if you were going to, I'll just book it myself, don't. They'll do all the work for you, and they'll take care of it. So just go ahead, fill out that form. Somebody will get an email, and they will get back to you, and go from there. But hopefully a lot of you will come and join us, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And Lauren asked if you need a vaccine to go on the cruise. All I know is right now is that they're swabbing your nose.
Yeah, I haven't heard
from
that.
Becky would be able to answer that. But right now they just check to make sure that you're healthy before you get on. I don't really know.
Yeah.
And maybe not. But you know, it's a year away. We don't know what the requirements are going to be in a year. So I don't know.
But we'd love to have you guys come out with us on the cruise. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Come with us.
Being on the newest ship, it's going to be fun.
Do you know Rapunzel's on the outside of that boat? Just saying.
That's the only reason. With all the other ships, nope, we had to go on the Wish because of Rapunzel.
That's it. And if you want to watch our coverage, we actually are sailing on the christening cruise of the Wish June 28th through July 2nd. So we're actually going to be able to sail on the ship before it even it set sail in the middle of July.
Yeah, we were actually very fortunate that we were one of the picked ones that we're going to actually get to sail on it in June, and it doesn't even sail until July. So we're very excited to be a part of that team that's going to be on that cruise ship, and we will have all the coverage we can from that. Becky's actually going to be on there with us.
Is she?
I believe she did tell me she'll be on the same show.
So you're going to be able to see everything all about the Wish when we get to go at the end of next month. So if you're on the fence about the cruise, I'll make sure to get lots of coverage for you so you can see what the new ship looks like.
There's an Ant-Man restaurant. That's what I'm excited about.
So, and then you wanted to talk really quick that you went to see Doctor Strange.
Yeah, so I went and seen Doctor Strange on Friday. I wanted to go on Thursday, but we were busy with other media stuff. I just want to say I've seen a lot of negative and positives on the movie. Personally, I like the movie a lot. I went into it with the assumption of it's a horror movie, which Marvel has never done.
Did it feel like a horror movie?
At times, yes, okay. It does. Sam Raimi directed it. I'm not sure if he produced, but he did direct it. And he did the original Spider-Man, some of the Spider-Man movies and such. So it's got that twist on him, but it's just a really good movie. So you have to go in it knowing it's going to be a little bit scarier than what you're used to. The multiverse is crazy the way it works. You're going to see some great surprises. Some stuff they showed in the commercials. Some stuff goes a lot more in depth in the movie. And I was very excited. There was a couple times I did cheer seeing things pop up on the screen. So if you're a Marvel fan, of course, you need to go see it. Do I think it's one of the worst Marvel movies ever? No, not at all. I put it in the middle somewhere. It's a great movie that's setting up the future of these characters in the movie, Doctor Strange, of Wanda, America Chavez. It's just these characters are going to grow and blossom, and this is kind of their way to get them going. So look at it from that way. Don't look at it as, oh, it's not going to be like Spider-Man. It's not going to be like Endgame or Infinity War. So just go in with that philosophy of don't expect more than what it's going to deliver. It's going to deliver a good story, and that's all you really need to know.
And that's all you really need?
That's all you really need to know.
Do you need to, some people found it confusing, so is it because you need to know everything else that has happened previously if you're going to go see this movie?
My suggestions before, if you really want to see stuff before you see it, WandaVision, definitely see that before.
I love WandaVision.
What If, there's some What Ifs that involve Doctor Strange, and you might want to watch those just to kind of get an idea of some of the things that are going on, because it's all tied together. The What If series, WandaVision, Doctor Strange, all these movies and the shows and cartoons even are all tied together. So it also, when one thing changes in one of those, it changes in all of them. So that's my best thing I can say, is that if you've seen those, great, you'll know a little bit of the backstory. But do you need those to see the movie? Not really. You might have some questions coming out of there, but I think
would I have been all right?
I think you would have been okay. You might have had a few questions for me, but I don't know. My brain thinks in the Marvel's universe, so I just,
oh yes, it
it's
does.
Pretty easy for me to make it all come together or work. So I liked it, like I said. Definitely not one of the worst.
definitely not no, the worst. I don't know if that's a compliment or not. It's not the
dark,
the worst.
The Dark World is still my least favorite of all the movies. Everybody didn't like Eternals. I liked Eternals after I watched it the second time. I thought it was much better once I could really pay attention to it. So I think Doctor Strange will get better. Actually, Andrew's seen it already twice. He wanted me to see it one night, and then he went with his buddies to go see it the next night.
He said he liked it better the second time. He said he understood.
Because they're throwing everything at you at one time during the first one. So it's like, wait, what about this? What about this? And you can't really take it all in. So he was able to take what he could understand and then go back the next night and watch it. Catch up on all the other stuff he missed. So it is madness. It is a multiverse of madness, just like the film says. But just be ready. It really is a good movie. If you're taking little ones,
don't.
I wouldn't say don't. Just I guess it depends on them. There's no jump scares. There's nothing like that. There's nobody. Nothing.
There's
like no. That. No, there's none of that.
All right, so that's not
it's just movie. It's just some things that are kind of scary, and little ones might not do good with it. But it just depends on them personally.
So there's no.
I don't want to say too much. I don't want to give away the movie or to give away what it's all about. But if in a couple of weeks, maybe I'll talk a little more about it. When I can, after it's been lifted, that you can kind of spoil
stuff. Well, yeah, because you know, people yell at you if you say too much. I mean, I was putting out information about a ride that's going to be open, and other people are going to have, and people are like, "Don't spoil it." But yeah.
Also, I don't know if they saw my new shirt.
Just
so these are new button-down shirts we have that'll be on Lost Princess Apparel. Hopefully tonight I'll have them all up there. We do have some leftovers. We did do the pre-order. Those all did ship today. I do apologize for the delay. They sat at FedEx for almost 6 days before they moved. Anybody who's looking for the leggings that was the pre-order, they are on their way. They are in transit. I don't know if they'll be here this week. This was the week we had hoped to have them out by.
Shipping is crap right now.
Shipping is horrible. Shipping prices have gone up everywhere. It's been a lot of, I check my phone every day and she's like, what? And I'm like, oh, they haven't moved yet today, or they moved, but they didn't really move, or nothing's moved in 2 days. So it gets very frustrating. So
she watches.
I watch it like a hawk because I need to know if I'm home when these boxes arrive. So I can get them all packaged and out to everybody's porch. But we do have extras of the shirts. We do have the skirts also. We had five new skirts, one that we
Orange
had.
Orange Bird one.
So there's six shirts. I'll have all those out tonight, hopefully. If you didn't get the pre-order, we will have some available. Same with the skirts. We have some of those available if you didn't do the pre-order. And the leggings are on their way.
Yeah, so either tonight or tomorrow, the skirts will be up and the
I hope to do them tonight. Yeah, I'd rather do it tonight. That way I can get them out. Do we want to talk? Do we want to say that?
Oh, yeah. Well, people are dropping off, but can we say it? We didn't want to make an announcement. Can we make an unofficial announcement?
How about we just do a save the date, a tentative date? We think it's going to be, we think everything is done. We're just waiting on.
See, here's the thing about tentative dates and throwing stuff out there, because we haven't made an official announcement, and I so worry about counting my chickens before they hatch, but it looks like our chickens are going to be hatching.
It looks like they're hatching. We're waiting. The problem is that, so this is about House of Mouse Expo. We're waiting the hotel. We finally came to a deal last week, but it was late in the week. We were busy at Disney all week, so they're giving me the contract, but it looks like everything's in place. Everything
Don't
I've talked
too
to.
Too much information, because we want to make a big announcement.
Everything's in place, but we're looking at, so I can say the date then.
How about save the date? That's all you can tell them.
How about save the date in the month?
What?
Because if they're planning a trip, they know what to
do. So are we saying save the date or save the month?
Well, can I save the date? A tentative date?
Sure.
Okay, so the tentative date.
For House of Mouse Expo, the sequel.
The sequel.
Part two.
Is January 20th through the 22nd, 2023. So roughly 3 weeks after the New Year's set. It's going to be at the same.
I said don't take giveaway too much, and now you're giving away
everything. They care more about who we're going to announce, and I'm not doing any of that announcements. Because we got some stars. We're working on it. We got some people coming. A couple of them might have been at the Guardians thing this week. We've got to talk to them.
Maybe.
But we'll see. Maybe. But, yeah, so it should be January 20th through the 22nd. So we are going to do a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this year. We decided we needed that extra half a day on Saturday. So it's going to open at probably 2 or 3 Friday. Go to 8 or 9 o'clock that night, and then all day Saturday, all day Sunday. We're expecting this one to be even bigger than the first one. The first one was huge to us. We every idea, every estimate we had, we blew it away. Everybody who told us we wouldn't get 100 people there, we blew that away. We had big names, 13 guests last year, and we hope to take it all up a notch this year with year two. So, or next year, I should say, 22. So we decided to move to January, get away from the holidays. The holidays, I think, did hurt a little bit of our attendance and stuff like that. But I think it's going to help this year. We're excited. Few of our staff, we shared some more details with them. They're all excited because we try to figure out what people want, what they're not excited about. So,
you know, like you said, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to have special guests and the cosplay contest and vendors and all kinds of stuff. This is basically just a save the date. So it's just a pinch over a year from the last one. We're getting away from holidays and everybody's bored in January anyway. So we thought, you know, there's that kind of
lull
after the holidays where you're kind of like, now what are we going to do? Because it's kind of a bummer after the holidays. Well, now you're going to have something to do after the holidays.
And there's really not a lot of conventions going on
in
the U.S. period that are this type at all. So I think that's going to help us out this year. So January 2023, as soon as we have more information, as soon as we have the booking link for the rooms, as soon as we have all that, we will have we'll probably go live that night and share it all with you guys. And maybe hopefully by then we'll be able to make at least one guest announcement.
So we haven't even announced this on the House of Mouse Expo's page. So you that are watching right now are the only people who know that it's in January.
And we won't put it out there until we're
And we're not going to put it out until we actually, I want to make sure, I like to have this contract in front of us before we say stuff, but so.
As long as everything they've said is on that contract, we're good.
Everything, as long as it all checks out, January 20th to the 22nd. So we have less than a year, actually much less than a year. How many months is that?
I don't even want
June, to July, probably. August, eight. September, October. November, December, 8 months to throw this big shindig together. And we're going to do it.
We've been working on it for 2 months, though, already. So we're kind of already ahead of the game. So it's not 8 months from now. We've already been putting a lot of things in the things we learn, things we're not going to do again, things we will do again. So
yes, yes, yes.
It's coming together. So just be excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's like, just be excited.
Be excited.
Avon, Tosimo's Expo, the sequel. Okay, well, I'm going to go rest because I feel terrible. And
I'm hungry. So we're gonna
and
dinner.
He's hungry. So thank you guys for watching.
Sorry, we were all over. We just want to get so much information off you guys.
So much information. Please stay tuned for more information about House of Moss Expo. Hopefully we can make a big announcement this week once we have, I just want to have everything right in front of me so I can see it.
And we have that right now. We have all the agents ready to talk to us about the celebrities. We have everything's in the works. So
it's all there. And we've known this for a few weeks, and it's not that we haven't wanted to tell you. It's just that I don't like to jinx anything. So,
yeah, so say your prayers, give some good thoughts, whatever you got to do, then hopefully it all goes well.
Fingers crossed. All right. Thank you guys so much for everything. We really, really appreciate it. And you guys have a great week, and we will see you real soon.